Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. I love it when a woman knows her mind. Brains! Guess what? We went to Canada. I know we've been to Australia, we've been to New Zealand, we've been to Africa, we've been to India. We are global, but today we're in Canada, our sister country to the north here in California, and we have the beautiful Nola Peacock. Something about that name. I see the feathers. I see the cousin. Yeah. Is that your birth name, Nola Peacock, or is that your birth name?
Yes, it is my birth name.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. So, Brains, she's a beautiful soul. We're going to talk about some things that are very near and dear to her heart. She's worked a long time with children with challenges. Talk about that. She is a woman that recovered or got diagnoses of recovery from cancer. We're going to talk about how that changed her life. What has being at home isolated during COVID taught you? I want to know. Some fun facts and what she's doing with women. She even has a book. So let's welcome her to the edge. Right here, the edge. Nola Peacock. How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. I had a long weekend. I'm all relaxed and renewed. And now we can get into it. So tell us a little bit about you, beautiful, and how you show up in the world.
Oh, where should I start? I am, a nurturer. I love people. I love helping, especially kids and moms. And I just believe, you know, life is so precious, and we just need to live and enjoy every single day.
Well, you know what? And be grateful.
Yes.
Be grateful. Absolutely. That's all you have to do, Brains. Because if you're grateful, in my world, that's the portal to the next exit. If you appreciate what you get and you learn from it, good, bad, or indifferent, mm-hmm. everything you manifest is not going to be magic. It could be some mayhem. So you started working with children. How'd you find that space?
Well, I had always loved being around kids. So when I was younger, of course, I babysat. And then when I was 16, I started teaching piano. The neighbor had came and asked if I would teach her daughter. And it kind of grew from there, just word of mouth. And then, you know,
At age 16,
yes. And I taught for over 30 years.
You know, prodigy, huh?
Well, and I realized it was never about the piano, you know, the actual learning to play the piano. I mean, there are lots of people out there that, have more skill that way. I mean, I was okay, but not the best by a long shot. But it was the connection that I had with kids. And so, you know, even when I, you know, like moved out of the house, you know, and, on my own, I continued, and I never had a business card or put up a flyer or anything. It was just all word of mouth. And I remember one day hearing a mom say to another mom, "Oh yeah, Nola will be your kid's counselor." And I thought, oh yeah, that's what it is. Because kids, you know, they'd come from school for their lesson and I'd say, "How was your day?" And, you know, and they would tell me, and then we would talk about things. So it grew from there. And then when, you know, I wanted to follow in my mom's footsteps and become a nurse, but I always knew that I wanted to, you know, to work with kids. And I remember one of my mom's friends who was also a nurse, and she was kind of like, "Why would you want to work with kids?" And I'm kind of like, "Why would you want to work with that all?" Like, of course. I mean, it was just, you know, absolutely. I wanted to help these little ones. And
we've got to help them, but we got to help ourselves too, Nola.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We have to honor ourselves.
Yes.
You wrote a book. Tell us a little bit about your book and what's inside the pages of your book.
I did. I wrote a book called Honoring Our Kids, How to Encourage Growing Hearts and Minds. And this came about because my own son, when he was about 15, 16, struggled with depression and was suicidal. And I think for him, he really felt like he didn't matter to his dad. And that was, right around the time that his dad and I split up. And, I was doing the things at that time that I knew, like he was seeing a psychologist and we had been working with family and school liaison, but it just, it wasn't enough. And one day, and this was when I really started to trust my intuition, but there was just something in me. And I sat down with him and I said, Ryan, are you thinking of ending your life? And he said, yes. And then I said, do you have a plan? And he said, yes.
That's what people say is to ask, do you have
And I know sometimes people are afraid because they're going to think they're going to put that, in their mind. And it's like, no, we have to ask. And, if they're thinking about it, that's one thing. But if they have a plan, I mean, you've right. Like, and I mean, thankfully that was, part of my nursing background. I knew to ask. And, then it was like, oh my, like, what am I going to do? Right. It's up to me. And, I called his dad and, he said, well, I can't do anything anyway. And so he just stayed at work. So it was like, okay, it's up to me. Like, I have to figure this out. And so, then it was like, okay, I really have to trust in here and I've got to figure this out for my son. Because I had been searching and I had, gone to the doctors and I had, we'd worked with, so many different people and it just wasn't right. So I took the time and I sat with him and I really listened to him. And sometimes I would just sit with him and let him know that I was there no matter what. Like, I loved him no matter
So you
what.
held that space with him and you grew into it. But going through that, and I'm just asking, I'm trying to frame it. I don't know if I'm asking this question correctly, but it can cause a lot of internal dis-ease that turns into dis-ease. And you were diagnosed with cancer after that. Tell us
It
about
was
that.
many years later, but yes, and I believe a lot of that, I do believe that we can create disease in our body. And I was always such a giver. I put everyone else first. I wanted to care for everybody else. And I often said, if there was people were asking, well, what's most important? I would put health at the top of my list, but I didn't follow through with it. So and yeah, it was I was, I'd been spiritual for a few years before that and really optimistic and was very aware of what my thoughts were and right and
Well, you know what? But sometimes when we get aware of our thoughts, we overthink it, brains.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That what if conversation, not the what I know or what I am, is what if? What is the possibility? You don't know what the possibility is. It's a crapshoot.
It is. But the day that I went to see my doctor to get my biopsy results, I was so sure that it was all going to be okay. It was going to be negative. I had booked dinner to celebrate that night. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. And I think, that's one thing. Like, we don't have control over everything, right? And it's so what are we going to do with that? So that, that was my big thing. And that's what I had been working on with kids for years. And, it's like, I have to walk my talk. Like, what am I, it's like, okay, I've got it, now I've got cancer. And how am I going to move through this? Right.
Resilience. You build resilience, brains. You build a shield around you the best you can. And that shield can still be penetrated. Okay? But
Absolutely.
penetrated with love and good thoughts and inspiration and good food and good sex and family time. Really, you gotta fill that space. I'm telling you, because I'm gonna rock it till the wheels fall off. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let's ask some fun questions about Nola Peacock. Let's pick up the tempo a little bit. What kind of music do you like?
What kind of music? Actually, I love country right now,
I
which
do
I never
too.
thought I would, but I
Girl.
do. Maybe because it's, I'm older. At least I can understand the lyrics, and I think
My mother loved country music, and I tell you, we'd be the only pepper in the salt shaker at the Country Western. We'd have our boots and hats on, honey, and we'd have a good time. Country, to me, is the original storyteller. You know, it's just like blues. It's just like it's better. And how they put the rhyme in it and the twang, I just love all of it. I love it.
Yeah, we
Okay,
do.
what kind of food do you like?
Oh, I love to eat.
Me too.
Chocolate and and desserts are one of my favorite, but yeah, I love salmon too. Actually, that's one of my absolute favorites. I remember after being in the hospital for surgery for 4 days in hospital food. And my sweetheart, brought me home and made me this delicious salmon dinner. Like, I am in heaven.
That's right. That's right. That's love. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be and why?
What a question. First thing that popped in my head was a blender. I like, like smoothing things out, right? And
Would be
keeping
good.
the peace and bringing, bringing people and everything together. And
Yeah, I'd be the teapot. I'm always
nice.
spouting off.
Oh, I like that.
If you were a flower in the garden, what flower would you be?
A rose, beautiful, but there's
Yeah, a little
little
rosebud.
sharpness in time, little, right?
That's good. What if you come back to this life? How would you like to be recognized? What would you want to be the next trip?
What would I like to be? Just, I think, someone that really makes a difference. Like, from the time I was little, I find it hard to understand why people aren't just nice all the time. Like, I
No.
just, right, just be kind and be nice and get along. And
That's what
to
my
me,
mother used to
it's
say.
such
She
a
said, "Why when people get drunk, it make them act a fool?" She said,
right?
"Why can't they act nice?" And I said, "Mama, I don't know the answer to that. It just sets off something in somebody's brain." What would you tell a 25-year-old Nola Peacock right now?
I would tell her to relax, to not take life so seriously. Go out and have more fun.
Have more fun.
Play more. Yeah, just
Okay.
play more.
And what's on your life list? What is there something that you have yet to do? Come see me in San Diego. Put that
Yes. That would be awesome. That would be
on your
awesome.
list. Okay. Good. What
And
else?
one of my big dreams now, and this shocks me as I say it, but I would love to get up and speak in front of, say, 1,000 people and just share my message.
I mean, this is going out to about 80,000,
Oh,
so
there you go.
you
There
know,
you go.
and it's and much more relaxed.
Well,
You
that's the thing,
know,
right?
travel. You know, I used to do a lot of speaking gigs. They pay good money. You know, you got per diem, you got travel, you got to sell your product or book from the back of the room. Girl, now you have to pay to pee on those stages with those top liners because they're filling the room. And people aren't filling the room now like they used to. It used to be
No,
1-800
that's
ballroom.
true.
I mean, you'd get 2,000-3,000 people come through on a weekend. You know, you're doing big dollars. But the times have changed. And, you know, being an entrepreneur and being a coach, it seems to be the trend. It's so fashionable. I think people get off just on those big $25 words. They seem powerful and influential. What do you say to the person that's, you know, it's just out of whack? You know, their ego is just biting at their toenails. And they're just on the edge. They're overworked, they're taxed, they're broke, they didn't have COVID. You know, really, you know, all this. What do you say to that person right now?
Think the first thing is take some deep breaths, right?
All
And
right.
I think it's so important to stop and go within instead of listening to what other people are saying and you know, that you should do this, or you, right, just push. I think it's so important to just take time and go within and go, okay, what is my next best step? And really trust that your intuitive guide, like we all, right, we all have it.
Well, you know what? We better point our compass true north. Mm-hmm. Before we conclude, tell me what you learned, test question, from your retreat. You just went on a fabulous retreat and learning. Give me two or three learnings that you pulled away from that. Tell us what it was first, and then tell me what you learned.
It's a masterclass for people in business. But it's leaders, like, you know, world leaders are, you know, people, those of us who really want to transform the world, bring light to the world. And so what I got out of it this weekend was just the importance of truly following my vision, as I realized that, you know, I mean, I honor people and I love to listen and hear their, you know, their ideas. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should do that. And I, you know, I just been feeling like I've been pulled in too many directions. So it was just, no, like, again, you know, take my own advice, right? Go within, listen, go there. So that was, yeah, that was huge. And then also learning about a lot about PR and, you know, something just, well, in something that I like to do, but have kind of, you know, let it slip a bit, but creating that connection, right? I mean, people will do work with, you know, people that they love and trust. And, and you know, and that's the stuff that I really love to do. I love connecting. I love sending out, you know, cards and different things and just bringing a smile to people's faces.
I do too. You know, and people that have been on my show, I'll see them online. I'll pop in. I remember that, you know, their dog had puppies or something. I ask them how everybody's doing, because you're building a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to build a tribe. You want to make this come full circle. You want to touch somebody, brains.
Right.
And in this virtual world, this is a big old oyster and we're little bitty pearls. There's 7 billion of us on the planet. You know, go through the low hanging fruit. You know, Facebook may not be posting as much as they used to in the algorithms, but you got these people collected like tokens. Get to know them. Who are they? Who are you letting watch you and pay attention to you and get in your head? I don't get it. Anyway, Nola, I get you. You are the absolute bee's knees. Tell my brains how to contact you, how to get a copy of your book, how to work with you. Now, your focus now is more towards working with women than children, mm-hmm. correct? You want to tell us a little bit about that? Because, you know, I want to be sure that they connect with you on all levels.
Okay. Well, and I, again, as I mentioned, you know, I will never give up on kids. So I will always, you know, work with them and around mindset, but I also want to help the moms. And after going through my cancer journey, and then, you know, I had just completed treatment and thinking, oh, yay, I can, you know, get back and do some traveling and do some fun things. And then COVID hit and it's like, okay. So, you know, building that resilience and being able to, you know, to shift and change. And so that's really what I want to help women with. It's like, okay, things aren't working out quite the way I thought. And how do I move past that? And I think, you know, taking something like, you know, like cancer, and I knew that if the only way that I could get through it was if I was able to afterwards turn it into something positive. And so, you know, I really, truly want to help women, especially moms, do that, so that, right, because then there's that ripple effect that'll help, you know, everyone around them, including the children. So
absolutely, absolutely. And their relationships. And you know what, again, you feel like you've left something on the earth, a beautiful rose dipped in chocolate,
right?
Enjoying life in Canada. You are just the best. Thank you so much, Nola Peacock. Brains, please do what I ask you to go in right here. I'm going to hold it for a second so you can see it. You don't get lost. I need you to go to the YouTube channel and love, like, and share. Love, like, and share. What I say, Nola? Love, like, and share.
Love it. I love it.
All right. Talk to you soon, baby.
Thank you.
Bye, brains.